is our returning champion, Tom DeMary, from Placentia, California. Stand by to see Tom play for an entertainment package valued at $6,000. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a BMW valued at $23,160 for $530. Passion prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello. Right, thank you very much. Thank you. Terrific. Nice to have you with us. And we're delighted to have you with us for Sale of the Century. We've changed all our sales merchandise in the back. Got some great things back there, and they might be of interest to our returning champion, a very bright young golf pro. This is Tom DeMary. Hello there, Tom.
Hi, Jim.
Doing very well.
Thank you.
Jay was talking about that entertainment package worth $6,000.
That's beautiful.
Well, here on Sale of the Century, it costs just $175. You've already got $147 in your bank account, so you need to win, and just $28. That's all it would take. You could have it, and you're $113 away from a diamond bracelet worth getting near $10,000. Oh. Are you ready?
I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. I just wanted to check. Here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. That's the first time I've seen Tom at a loss for words there.
I'm a little nervous.
Who'd you bring us?
This contestant has the words to the great American novel from Downey, California. Here's Barbara Newman.
Hello there, Barbara.
And he's a real detail man, originally from Detroit, Michigan. Say hi to Bob Allman.
Hello there, Bob. It's Sunday. We'll see you later with some bargains. Thank you. Let's get acquainted with these challengers here. Bob, you are a real detail man?
That's right, Jim. I work for a pharmaceutical company, and I give the doctors all the details on our products.
Oh, so you go around to visit all the doctors yourself, or get on the phone with them?
No, I actually go ahead and visit them, the pharmacists.
That sounds like fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Nice to have you here. Barbara, you have the words to the great American novel.
Yes, but they're still up in my head. Now, when I manage to get them on the paper, I won't have any friends or relatives that'll speak to me because I'm going to outsell Peyton Place.
Oh, that a girl. You just got to get all those words in the right order, right?
On the paper.
That's it. Okay, well, good luck with that, Barbara.
Thank you. Nice
to have you here as well. Let's get you started with $20 each. Player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. Gets to go some great shopping. Let's get started with this. According to the song, this frontiersman was born on a mountaintop in Tennessee. Barbara.
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett it is. $5 for the correct answer. Barbara goes to $25. What is the traditional cheer from the crowd when a bullfighter makes a pass, Barbara?
Olé.
Olé it is. Two in a row for the challenge with Barbara. That's two of the words she needed for that great novel, and she'd made $10 with them. When you sextuple a number, you multiply it, Bob?
By six.
That's what it is, and Bob gets his first five on the plus side to 25. Complete this line from the Bible. The spirit is willing, but, Barbara?
The flesh is weak.
You got it, and you've got yourself a $10 lead. Yes. Remember that when you put those words down in that book. What do you call a boy who belongs to the organization with the initials BSA? Tom?
Boy Scouts of America.
That's right. BSA, Boy Scouts of America. Tom goes to 25 as well. However, it's time for an instant bargain now, and it is the player in the lead who can buy bargain merchandise. And, Barbara, that's you. Your first opportunity to buy. You've
Great.
Got a $10 lead. Can we interest you in these?
Barbara, good kitchen help is easy to find with seven unique Krupp's kitchen products. World famous for quality, reliability, and design excellence. Juicer, food slicer, stand mixer, timer, scale, coffee mill, and Krupp's renowned Brewmaster electric drip coffee maker. And they're normally priced at $358. But today on Sale of the Century, they're yours for only $6.
A lot of appliances. $358 worth of appliances, just $6. You buy them for $6, you would still have the lead, Barbara. Your lead would be cut to $4. First opportunity to buy. Are you interested in them?
Oh, I sure am. After 35 years, mine are all worn out. I need new ones.
Well, that's terrific. Then let's see if you want to buy them. I'll give you $100 in cash to go with it. $400.
Okay.
Now we got to deal that. Okay, enjoy that. We made a sale for just $6, and knocking the six off your score, you're still in the lead as promised, down to 29. Well, that's nice. You got something now. In a hit 1985 comedy film, a stolen bicycle leads to a big adventure for this crazy Bob.
Pee-wee?
Yeah, more, please.
Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
More, please. I'm awfully sorry. And the quick buzzer cost you on that. To a big adventure for this crazy comic character, he's Pee-wee. We wanted his last name. Herman. That's why I said more, please. I gave you the opportunity. Sorry about that, Bob. That's the chance you take when you hit that buzzer quick and you lose five for the incorrect answer. Bootleggers sometimes make gin in it. People, Barbara?
Bathtub.
Oh, you know that, huh? Yes. Barbara gets another five. Yes. I love that children always leave a ring around it, too. Yes, and Barbara over the $30 mark again. What peanut butter saleswoman began her career, Tom?
Annette Funicello.
As a Mouseketeer. Annette Funicello it is, and the champion, solid hold of second place at 30. Time now for the fame game. A lot of information about a famous person. Keep that in mind, players. They're playing for control of that fame game board. I am an actress, singer, born in 1946. I sang gospel music in the church where my grandfather preached hell so hot you could feel the heat. I played snare drum in the high school band, went on to sing on Nashville's Grand Ole Opry. I've been named best female vocalist and best songwriter. I affect huge curly blonde wigs. Bob.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton it is, yeah. So Bob gets himself control of that board. First of all, there's a $10 money card, and Summer will show it to you.
Behind number three.
All right, prizes behind the other eight numbers. The lights are flashing. We lock them in now to your buzzer, and you can stop that light whenever you want to. Good luck.
Come on, number three. Number three, now.
Well, you missed the $10 money card, but behind number five, we have what for you?
A bedroom ensemble. A fashionable Dakota bedroom ensemble. Beautiful bedspread, pillow shams, and decorative pillows. Designed in contemporary applique graphics. Furnished by Dakota.
That's very nice. That is over $700 worth of bedding. And
great.
That's yours to keep no matter how you finish in the game. Well, that's nice. Now the challengers each have something. We've got a good game. Back to it right after this. Challenges Barbara in the lead at 34. The champion less than a question behind at 30. Bob certainly not out of it at 20. Traditionally, what beverage does a Russian make using his... Bob?
Vodka.
Oh, using his samovar. Tea. He may... Bob's... He would have known
that anyway.
Hey, well, what the heck? Let's put some vodka in there. No, you lose another five, Bob. A type of men's underwear has the same name as a violent uprising against foreigners in China, 1900. What is it?
The Boxer Rebellion.
That's right. Boxer Rebellion. You put them together and you're in the lead now. Listen carefully. In the song, Oh, Susanna, I come from Alabama. Where am I going? Oh, the buzzer hit first. Did you know it, though, Barbara?
Louisiana.
Yeah, see, Barbara's mind. She was going, I'm from Alabama. Imagine on my knee. Going to Louisiana. Yes, that's right. Oh, I'm sorry about that. But you don't lose anything on that. The buzzer just hit ahead of your buzzer. Yeah, they can be used as evidence in court because in 1941 it was found that no two were alike. Tom.
Fingerprints.
Fingerprints, yes. It wasn't until 1941 that they discovered that. And Tom goes to 40. So, instant bargain, and Tom, you've got the lead. Yes, moi has a $6 lead, and moi can buy this.
Tom, enjoy a good slide at home with this sensational slide projector with a cassette deck that allows for musical accompaniment of your slideshow. Advances slides by voice command from Sammy's Camera, and it's normally priced at $662. But today on Sale of the Century, it turns for only $11.
Well, that is state-of-the-art. Pictures of your honeymoon, I'm impressed.
Oh, I love
it. $662.
That is great.
It really is. That's
voice command.
Top of the line stuff.
I should have married it.
Hey, would pay attention, huh? Tom, you've got a $6 lead, so I will not sell it to you for $11. You can have all this good stuff for just $6. You'd be in a tie with Barbara. Going once. Going twice. He's going to buy. Enjoy that. Way to go. Nice job on that. You've got $662 worth of equipment, and as a surprise with it, $400 more in cash. Over $1,000 bargain for just $6. Way to go, Tom. We knocked the $6 off your score. You're in a tie with Barbara. We're back with this for all three of you. What's the proper term for a baby goose? Barbara.
Gosling.
Gosling is what it is, and Barbara goes to the lead. This famous singing cowboy is also the owner of baseball's California Angels, Barbara.
Gene Autry.
Yes, indeed. Two in a row with the challenger, Barbara. What Roman god gave his name to the series of missions which landed Americans, Bob?
Apollo.
On the moon, Apollo it is. And Bob, back to the $20 mark. What name does your doctor give to the illness popularly called the kissing disease, Tom?
Mononucleosis.
That's exactly what it is in Tom Gilbert 39. When a skydiver jumps out of a plane, he may yell the name of this Indian chief. Barbara.
Geronimo.
Geronimo it is, yes. Barbara goes to 49, $10 lead. Speaking of skydiving, this is absolutely true. It's funny, but it's a little scary. Not long ago, this ad ran in a newspaper. It said, important notice, if you are one of the hundreds of parachuting enthusiasts who bought our book, Skydiving Made Easy, please make the following correction. On page 8, line 7, change state zip code to pull ripcord. We'll be right back. Bob at 49, Tom at 39, Bob at 20, and back to the fame game and a famous person. I am an American writer and illustrator born in Massachusetts in 1904. I had no formal art training and wrote and illustrated my first book to amuse myself. I'm best known for my children's books, written in simple verse and illustrated with humorous drawings of fantastic creatures with silly names. Bob.
Dr. Seuss.
You are right. It is indeed Dr. Seuss. Theodore Geisel, I believe. Dr. Seuss. Well, Bob, first of all, we're going to add another money card up there, a $15 money card.
Behind number 9.
All right, 2 of them to shoot for. We lock them into your buzzer. Good luck, Bob, and you can stop that light whenever you want to.
Number 9, now.
Missed the money cards, but I hope we have a nice prize for you.
Sure.
We have gold dumbbells. The spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate, functional and attractive, with teakwood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
Talk about working out in style.
Oh, it's going to work out.
Those
really
are yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. Money cards stay up there. We'll add the big 25 a little later. Let's get back with this. When he died at the age of 91 in 1973, this Spanish painter was the wealthiest artist in the world. Tom.
Pizarro.
No. Picasso. And you lose 5 on that, down to 34. In the Shakespeare tragedy, Iago maneuvers the title character into murdering his wife, Desdemona. What play is that? Desdemona came from Alabama with a banjo and a married to Othello. Othello is the title character. No one wanted to try it. Which actor played the starring role of Steve McGarrett in the television series, Bob?
Jack Lord.
Oh, sure. We get to that heavy literature. That you know, right? Hawaii Five-0. Yes,
there.
Bob, that's another 5. But Barbara, you've got the lead and the opportunity. Oh, Barbara. Look at this.
Barbara, you'll feel like dancing on your trip to the beautiful Bahamas. We'll fly you and a guest from Los Angeles for a 4-night, 5-day vacation at the luxurious Grand Hotel on Paradise Island in the Bahamas. Sunny beaches, water sports, tennis, elegant dining, dancing, and entertainment. Furnished by the Grand Hotel on Paradise Island. This great getaway is normally priced at $1,980. But today on 7 Century Tours for only $16.
Great trip. Great trip to the Bahamas, almost a $2,000 trip. I mean, that is a major prize. Barbara, you've got a $15 lead, so instead of $16, I will sell you that trip for $15. You'd be in a tie with Tom. Going once.
Do I have to do the ladybug?
Going twice. Going to the Bahamas. Going the trip. We're enjoying a great game as we knock $15 off her score. We'll be back to finish it up right after this. Bob and Tom have been bouncing back and forth all day, and right now they're in a tie, and Bob is not that far behind, just $9 behind. Back with us. By what name is the religious group the Society of Friends better known? Bob?
The Mormons.
No, those are the Quakers, the Society of Friends. Bob loses 5, back down to 20. In what part of a plant would you find a pistil, stigma, stamen, and corolla? Barbara.
In the flower.
You indeed are right. It is the flower. Nicely solved with Barbara back into the lead by 5. The folk musician who was the subject of the film biography Bound for Glory is Woody. Barbara?
Guthrie.
Guthrie it is. 2 in a row for Bob and a $10 lead. Yes. Third and final crack of the fame game right now, players, and a famous thing. I was built in 1936, one of the largest of my kind ever made. I was 812 feet long and 134 feet in diameter. I was named after a former German president. Bob?
Zeppelin.
More, please.
Led Zeppelin?
Sorry.
No. I don't.
Out of the rest of the question, don't say any more now. We will. You're playing for control of the board, not for dollars, so you stay at 20. We will wipe that light off there with that hard rock answer and continue for Barbara and Tom. Barbara doesn't need any more.
The Graf Zeppelin.
That is incorrect. And Tom, you have a great break. The rest of the question all to yourself. Please don't shout on the answers as it becomes more clear. I made 54 flights, 36 of them across the Atlantic in regular service between Germany and America. On May 6, 1937, as I was approaching Lakehurst, New Jersey, I exploded and burst into flames. Tom.
The Hindenburg.
Yes, indeed. And Tom gets control of the board. And I'm sure, Bob, you realize the reason I said more. You said Zeppelin. It was indeed a Zeppelin. We gave you the opportunity to tell us the one we wanted, the Hindenburg. It is Tom. It wasn't Led Zeppelin, however. Bum, 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 up to the board. Tom, where's the $25 money card?
Behind number two.
Three of them to shoot for, Tom. We lock it into your buzzer now. Go ahead.
Okay, I need that, too, because these guys are tough.
Two! Missed the money cards, but what do we have for the champion?
Vertical blinds, Louverdrape vertical blinds. Choose from over 100 new fabric colors and patterns. A modern window covering designed for easy care that rotates and traverses to control light and heat. Furnished by Louverdrape.
$500 worth of blinds, yours to keep. But we finish up the good game now with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? All three players back in. Barbara in the lead at 44. Tom at 34. He has enough money for that entertainment center, but he must win. And Bob not out of it at 20 because I've got a lot of questions as we start the speed round now. What kind of animal are Morgans, Arabians, and Clydesdales? Barbara.
Horses.
Right. Which constitutional amendment guarantees freedom of speech? Bob.
The first.
Right. What European city's main thoroughfare is the Grand Canal? Bob.
Venice.
Right. Actor John Wayne is commonly known by what royal, Tom?
Duke.
Right. What is the common name of the tympanic membrane? Barbara.
The eardrum.
Yes. According to legend, who was King Arthur's medieval magician? Tom. Time. What are you folding if you're practicing the ancient art of origami? Tom.
Paper.
Right. Which southern state is nicknamed the Peach State? Bob.
Georgia.
Right. Which U.S. president was known as Old Hickory? Barbara.
Johnson.
Wrong. What famous Paris museum houses the Mona Lisa? Tom.
Louvre.
Right. What does the U stand for in the abbreviation UHF? Tom.
Ultra.
Right. In which month is the U.S. president inaugurated? Tom.
January.
Right. What ocean is the smallest as well as the cold? Time is up. And with that last two, Tom has won it. Came from behind to pull it out. Back to the champion in just a moment. First of all, and the one that cost Barbara Old Hickory is Andrew Jackson, not Johnson Jackson. And Merlin was the magician in King Arthur's court. Got to say goodbye to Bob and Barbara, but my goodness, no one is going home empty-handed. Far from it. Bob, you've got the betting, the dumbbells, with the cash in front of you. Over $1,140 in cash and prizes. Barbara, wow. You've got the appliances, the trip to the Bahamas, $149 in cash. You are just a couple of dollars short of $2,500. Enjoy that fabulous trip, Barbara.
Had a
but Tom DeMary is joining me. He's going shopping. Come on, Tom. Yes, she missed Andrew Jackson. That gave you the chance. You answered two in a row to pull it out. Now, we add that money to your previous total. You're up to $201. You've got enough to say yes and buy this and leave.
Add a new dimension to home entertainment with this fabulous component system. Blend sight and sound with turntable, tuner, cassette deck, VCR, digital disc player, and a picture monitor that reads the room lighting and adjusts the picture accordingly. From Green and Roberts, normally priced at $6,000, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
That's a fabulous prize. That is great. And all you have to do is say yes, and you can take all of that equipment and leave us. Or you could put your money in the bank, taking the risk that you could win again. And I will tell you that a win with another $59 would get you a diamond bracelet. That's the next thing up the line. Get the $750. You'll have every prize on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of
$47,360 in cash and prizes could be yours. But Tom, right now, think about it. Do you want to go through this again, or do you want to take that entertainment center and leave us? We'll get your decision.
It's tough.
Right after this.
Thank you.
Back with our champion, Tom DeMary. You can take that entertainment center and leave us, or put your money in the bank, needing another $59 and another win for the diamond bracelet. Tom, what's it going to be?
Well, I love the game, and I've had more fun than I could ever imagine, but
I've squeaked by every time, and I'm going to take the entertainment
center. He's going to take the entertainment center and leave us. And Tom is going to leave us with $8,973 in cash and prizes. Congratulations, Tom. You found something you like, and you bought it. See you next time with three new challenges on Tales of Century. Bye for now.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the